This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we study the Word of Almighty God. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You see, I've discovered a secret. I share it with you. And that is, I go to the place where God is always speaking. You know, sometimes we read in the Bible that there was a drought of the Word of God. There was a famine of the Word. You see, we don't have that problem anymore. We have got the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We've got Bibles. That's why I collect them. I own about 300 of them because I can't get enough of the Word of God. That's my passion. That's my addiction, is Almighty God. I share it with you. We're going to look here today. This is the last part of this message, The Great Deceiver. We're going to look at a horrendous verse today, chapter 13, verse 8, where it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. We're not talking about Jesus. This is talking about the enemy. And people aren't just willy-nilly, blindly going to follow this man. People are going to be deceived. Ever been deceived before? Maybe by your spouse? Maybe by your child? Maybe by a friend? Maybe by a boss or a coworker? It's when you think that something is something, but something is actually something else. Oh, man, we haven't seen nothing yet. This is the last part of this message, The Great Deceiver.
Let me ask a question. Would any from the Madison, Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation, do they currently trash anyone that lives in heaven? No. Who shakes an angry fist and goes, oh, those people in heaven? It's laughable. It's ridiculous. Why? Why is he blaspheming those that live in heaven? Perhaps something has happened here on earth to cause him to do this. You think? Like 100 million less Christians here on the earth? The Lord came back, took his own, took him up into heaven, and now you got a guy over here that's going to trash those Bible thumpers that are gone and aren't here anymore. That's my only understanding to this. No one trashes those who reside in heaven. Okay. The Apostle Paul says this about this man, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or every object of worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now let me ask a question here for all you mathematicians out here. Please compute for me. Please add the following two thoughts and tell me what your answer is, okay? Number one, the devil deceives the whole world. Number two, the Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What's one plus one, church? And in my spirit, this verse just screams out to me. It says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Church, the knowledge you have in your head is priceless. It's worth more than all this world's money and gold. And this is all you need to know about this guy. Now let's wrap this up here at verse 7. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Uh-oh. Who's the saints? And don't tell me Christopher. And don't tell me St. Nicholas either. You're the saints. You. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. By the way, how's your spiritual fortitude doing today? That Greek word again, hupomone, I love that word. Fortitude, pizzazz, strength, spiritual arrogance. On this day, the verse will echo faintly. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces patience, endurance, strength. This is why for all these years, God has made your life difficult, so you would have the strength to get through this day. Whether it's here at the end, whether it's today, whether it's in Syria or Iraq or England or California or Texas or maybe right here in Florida. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Now look carefully and prayerfully at verse 8. And let's repeat it together. You ready? All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Stop. Again. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Now thank God, we've got a comma there. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world? Why? Because they want to spend eternity in hell and outer darkness? No. Because they are deceived. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Lord, we thank you for your word. There is no more greater evangelistic verse in the Bible than this. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names aren't written in your book, Lord. I pray right now you'd set us on fire with this truth, Lord. You've opened our eyes to the truth. I pray you'd send us out with it, north, south, east, and west. Send us to our family members. Send us to the people we work with, the people that we know. You've made it a great thing that everyone's interested in this subject. Send us out here now. Help us. Use us to set people free with the knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This verse, Revelation 13:8, is your greatest evangelistic motivational tool that you have today. There is no more greater tool for you than this verse right here. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Certainly you know somebody, don't you? A son or a daughter or parent or friend. You see, everyone's interested in this topic. Why do you think Hollywood keeps making movies about it? Because everyone's interested in this. This is the one subject I've had more atheists and Muslims ask me about this because they know who I am than anything. Are we living in the end times? Everyone's interested in this. This is the clash of the titans, right? The Lord Jesus against the Antichrist. End times, end of the world. But yet, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Even those that never cared about religion. You ever hear of those, that group before? They don't have time for a religion. Or those that say, well, religion is just for weak people. It's a crutch for weak people. Have you ever heard that one? Anyone in your class ever say that to you, Pam? Religion is a crutch for weak people? I don't need that, or else I'm a self-made man. Everyone on the earth is going to bow the knee and worship this guy whose names aren't written in the book of life. That should motivate you. All who dwell on the earth. Now, I leave you with this verse. It's what the Apostle Paul says about it. He says, the coming of the lawless one, same person, is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness among those who perished, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Who is the truth? Well, it's Christ. And for this cause, that's refusing love. Boy, talk about a stupid thing to die for. Refusing love. I mean, I challenge you today, go up to an atheist today and tell them God loves you. See what they do. You laugh. Will they hate you even more for it? How dare you tell me God loves me? You see, if you're... I've got this saying on my email, on my signature. If you are offended because God loves you, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. If you're offended because God loves you, you've been deceived by someone that hates you. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. For this cause, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And what's the lie? Three words. Antichrist is God. The Lord doesn't want you to be deceived. And he doesn't want your friends and family to be deceived either. So I leave you with this, church. There's your mission. And there's your mission field, should you decide to accept it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Of his grace.